The New York Red Bulls might find that their biggest threat isn't their opponent in the MLS playoffs, but the New York Cosmos of the defunct NASL, who've been resurrected and are making a bid to become the 20th team in MLS. Jim Edwards is a Red Bull fan and a senior editor for Business Insider, and his most recent story is provocatively titled, MLS Chief Don Garber Makes Progress on Play That Will Kill the New York Red Bulls. Not might kill them, will kill them. Jim, what's the plan?
So for a long time, Don Garber, the commissioner of Major League Soccer, has wanted two big professional soccer teams in New York City. He is very close to a $300 million agreement to build a new stadium for a new football franchise in Queens. The problem here is that the Red Bulls' average attendance this season is about 17,000 fans. Their stadium holds 25,000. And if another team comes to New York, you've got to think that the casual fans who find the Queens Stadium nearer them will go there and not go to New Jersey to watch the Red Bulls.
The Red Bulls are among the MLS teams that added international stars to their rosters. They employ Thierry Henry, and he scored some spectacular goals, but I gather that hasn't helped a whole lot at the gate.
Well, it hasn't helped at the gate. Attendance has fallen by about 10% at Red Bull Arena this year. I don't really understand why that is, because it has been a fantastically exciting season at Red Bull Arena. There's been about a dozen games in which more than four goals have been scored. Soccer, of course, is a sport where 1-0 is considered a result. And Thierry Henry is playing the best football of his post-Arsenal career. He has turned in some absolutely spectacular performances. And Red Bulls fans, we love Thierry Henry. When he takes a corner, the entire stadium is on its feet, and the noise is unbelievable. But for some reason, he's not filling the stadium.
You mentioned number of goals, and certainly the Red Bulls have scored plenty of them. 55 goals, they lead the Eastern Conference. But only Toronto and Montreal have allowed more goals. What does this suggest for New York in the postseason?
It suggests they better sort their defense out, really, doesn't it? You know, they've got the midfield and the strike force sorted out, but the back half of the field is really leaky. One of the problems is the Red Bulls have gone through a number of different goalkeepers this season. I've actually lost count. I think we're on our fifth one.
That can be discouraging.
Well, yeah, you know, the goalie is the guy who's organizing the defense, particularly in the set pieces.
Jim Edwards, Red Bulls fan and Business Insider, senior editor, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.